Now we're talking with the head coach of the Sacred Heart Eagles, Coach Paul Bethke. And Coach, well, a heartbreaker of a loss in the third place game, but what a game it was.
Yeah, it was. You know, it had, you know, a little bit of everything. We came out like you know, can't really expect that all the time, but we've done it before. And I thought, you know, they got over the earlier loss today. And, I mean, not much you can say about coming out of the top of the first with a 5-0 lead, but I also know this team has been ranked in the top two or three the entire year, or top one at some points. And, you know, I knew they'd come back, and came down to kind of a back and forth, and they just made the one last play.
You led 6-2 after the top of the second inning, and how big was that to score a run after they scored two on the bottom of the first?
Yeah, and again, that's one of our, you know, things we check boxes for certain things, and one of them is answering back after the other team scores. And again, we did it. Somehow we did that quite a bit this year. But, you know, they kept coming back at us too. And so, you know, even in the bottom of the seventh, we first guy got on but made a big play to get the guy out, got the next guy out, and then they just came back with a couple more hits, and it was that close to being out of that inning. But, you know, they made the play, and that's just the way it went.
A lot of the runs were scored with two outs, both by you and by them, and so that just really showed that both teams just kept, you know, plugging away and trying to score no matter how many outs were that they had.
Yeah, and they were good at that too, and you know, we got some that way as well. But the last one they got with two outs was a big one. It, you know, ended the game, and you know, that's the advantage of the home team. Sometimes you know, you don't get that chance to come back on them, and they just made one more play.
The hard part, you knew this was going to be the last game of the year no matter what happened in this game, but still it's always hard, especially when it was such a close game.
Yeah, and a group of seniors are such a special group. You know, we've told them that many times, but it becomes pretty real after the last game. When you know all the time we spent together, some of them played as eighth graders, and, you know, some of the last days we'll spend as a group, and just so many hours we spent in bad weather and early morning hours, and you get to know them in a little different way. That's probably my favorite part about coaching, is you get to know the kids in a different way than you would, you know, if you didn't coach. And just, I appreciate so much everything they've done for this program and for the younger kids coming up, that it's really hard to see them go.
There's something pretty special happened when Colin Rourke came up to bat to lead off. He came over down to you and gave you a hug. That was a pretty special moment.
Yeah, it was. They kind of set me up for that. They made me go out there, and then I knew something was up. But both him and Sam, you know, they're the ones that have played since eighth grade a lot, and just such good leaders and great people. And, you know, those are the ones that it's really tough to say goodbye to. And I know I'll still see them, but to coach kids like that, it just makes it so easy and so special. And I just, you know, appreciate so much what they've given to this program.
And those seniors that you are losing, you lose a pretty good batch. You touched on a couple of them, but what a group they are.
Yeah, it's like having extra coaches out there, you know, literally. Yeah, and it's so fun to see them grow from when they're, you know, coming through the junior high program, and then they start playing JV and some varsity, and to see, you know, from them, you know, being the ones that need to be taught a lot, to be the ones out there teaching the younger kids, makes our job easier and sets the program up for the future, because now the younger kids know how they're supposed to do it, and they're going to share that with the kids coming behind them. So it's kind of like it keeps giving back. But they were such a good group to do things the right way.
And this group, it's a pretty tight-knit group, but they really left their mark. A lot of these guys played basketball as well and finished consolation champs there, finished fourth place in baseball. A lot of them had a good year in the football season as well, and just really a fantastic group.
It is, and you know, good things happen to good people that work hard, and they do that. And they just, I think, like being around each other, and so they push each other. You know, I'm guessing they don't all like all the sports, or they hadn't as kids, but there's no way they weren't going to play. It's time you get to spend with your friends, and then the competitive side comes in, and they're all competitive, and they're driven, and they want to win, and do the best they can, and they've been able to do stuff a lot of people don't get to do.
Overall thoughts on the season, fourth place finish in the state, one of the top four teams in the state. I know it stings right now, but looking back at it, and maybe it might take a year or two before the sting goes away, but looking back at it, they did something pretty special this year.
It was an incredible season. I just told them, you know, their losses this year were either the North Dakota state champion, or two teams that are playing on Friday in the Target Field, and then New York Mills, who has been ranked in the top three all year. So, I mean, like I said, the loss here doesn't change how good this team is. It's just a game that they beat us in, and it could be easily us playing at Target Field, and I truly mean that, and I hope they realize that. They won't for a while, but I think if they look back someday, they'll know that they were a really good team.
Coach, congratulations to you and all the guys, your coaching staff, and everybody else involved with the baseball program. It was a blast to watch you, and congratulations on the fourth place finish.
Thank you very much, and thank you for, you know, all the coverage you do provide for people. Appreciate it.